Chapter 1, Marshall. There aren't any good reasons to make a living as a clown. The pay is horrid when it's there at all. The perks? Well, there aren't any. You fall down a lot. People laugh at you and it's considered a triumph. When they don't, well, you're fired. Now for the downside. The makeup. The shoes. I mean, who in their right mind would voluntarily wear shoes too small to ski in and too big to walk in? The clothes aren't so bad, though. Great big colorful pants, spotty stripy shirts, and that delightful ruffled collar. Okay, it's all bad. So why did I pick clowning for a living? I didn't. It's more like clowning picked me. Here's what happened. When we started to run low on money, we agreed the honeymoon should probably end, and we looked for a place to settle. It had only been 2 years since the wedding, but you can't skate on good looks and love forever. It was a good enough time. We'd seen all the coastal states, both East Coast and West, the major islands, including Manhattan and Oahu. Alaska we missed. After all, it's bigger than most countries, and though it might go on and on about how beautiful the glaciers are, it's ice, folks. Get over it. After a while, the rest of the country does start to look the same, though. The only real difference between Florida and California is the sunrise and sunset. They both have the same kind of people. They're the kind that look you in the eye and don't mean a thing they just said.